Welcome to the BPMO podcast. This is our final session and the book Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 by John C. Maxwell. We're walking through this, picking up those pearls of wisdom about leadership, seeing how we can apply it to project management. We are joined by David Helps, the Chief of Staff over at the Project Management Office in the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, or as we like to say, the COS or the PMO and SCDHHS. So thanks again for joining us. This one is the final chapter and the wrap-up of this book. Can you believe we're in the final chapter?
That's pretty cool.
So they call it The Expansion of Leadership. So we've been talking over, I don't know how many episodes yet. I'm going to have to look at my notes, but a lot of chapters about how to be leaders. Okay, yeah. So now, you know, you supposedly you're going through the book, you say, I'm this level leader. I kind of have some pointers. How do I get from where I am to where I want to be? How do I expand that? Yeah. And so it says the expansion of leadership comes from personal growth. Mm-hmm. Here's the story that John C. Maxwell relates. And so he's talking with a friend who he leaves nameless. So I guess I will also leave it nameless. but the conversation goes like this. His friend says, I wish I would have heard you 20 years ago. And John says, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
And the friend's like, no, you don't understand. I said, I wish I had heard you 20 years ago. And John says, you really don't. So now his friend's getting frustrated. And he says, okay, if I would have heard what you had said 20 years ago, it would have changed my life. Mm-hmm. And so John says, but that's the problem. He said, 20 years ago, I couldn't have taught you what I learned today because I hadn't learned it yet back then.
So exactly.
He has a little understanding and they have a good chuckle. So it gets into, you know, it takes time. It takes, we just talked about discipline. You know, you got to have a plan.
Yes.
So your personal growth is an important element of becoming a better leader. You know, so it goes into why does growth matter?
Yes.
And what does it mean to put it into action? He has some things here that we'll just kind of work through in this podcast.
Yeah.
As always, I love your examples. Go ahead and throw them out there. So he kind of says, these are reasons why growth matters. So see if you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Your capacity to grow will determine your capacity to lead.
Yes.
So why is that, do you think? I mean, why can't you just reach the pinnacle of leadership and be able to sit back, have a beer, and take it easy?
Because I think even the greatest leaders in history would tell you that they never hit the pinnacle.
They never? Oh, okay.
They were great leaders in the time and in the situations that they found themselves in. But I can guarantee you that what we talk about them as far as from their leadership perspective, the years after that, I guarantee you most of them will tell you that they continue to learn and continue to get better.
So
even after that point in time, for that instance that occurred, that we are now talking about them still to this day in history. I think those great leaders would say, that was fantastic. That was awesome. I helped do something. But past that, I continue to improve myself.
And I didn't get the guy's name. Sorry, you have to go read the book. but he talks about somebody who's a famous, I'm going to say it's wrong, cellist? Somebody who plays the cello?
Cello.
Yeah. So he practiced this person who is widely or was widely regarded as the best in the world at playing this instrument. But he practices every four hours every day.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Yep.
And he's already the best. And so I said, why do you continue to practice for 4 hours? His response to that was, because I think I'm making progress.
Yes.
So I guess you always have to think that you're making progress. You always, if you just
say. It also talks directly to our last podcast. Self-discipline.
Yeah, self-discipline.
4 hours. Already hailed as one of the top people in doing that, but yet he's still 4 hours a day dedicated, disciplined.
All right. Growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow will get better.
Yes.
I think that one makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't grow, you stay the same or you go backwards.
Exactly.
You have to continually grow. Growth means change. And so he asked the question, and this kind of pings right off the last podcast we did. Growth means change. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? If you're just going to sit back and wait for your dream to come to you, go to sleep.
Yes.
You're not going to get that anymore. How do you motivate people to say, I really love hearing what your dream is, but I would love more to see you working towards it?
Well, I chuckle at this because my kids would, if they were watching this, they'd be like, oh, I know what he's going to say. like I've told my kids over and over, and my kids are grown, or mostly grown now. Two are adulting, and one is about to start. I would say that, as I told them, life is, everything you do is full of choices. Life is full of choices. Every single day, you make tons of choices. To make the right choice, you have to understand what the cost is for each of those choices. If it's a two-way choice, then you need to understand the cost of doing it. This choice, going this way or going this way. If it's a three-way choice, then you need to understand the cost. There's always a cost. Some good, some bad. There's always a cost to the choices that you make. You have to understand what those costs are and then make the best choice that you can. But you always have to be willing to what? You always have to be willing to pay the price of that cost. So if you've got a choice of making a really bad decision, or you've got a choice of playing it safe and then getting made fun of by your friends a little bit, I would rather pay the price of getting made fun of this is when I was talking to them when they were teenagers. Yeah. I'd rather let my friends make fun of me than end up my parents having to come down and bail me out.
True.
There's always a cost. True. So, but in learning that, in studying what the costs are for those decisions, you're growing. Mentally, you're growing as a person.
True.
So.
And he has in here, another great John quote. You know, he's got thousands. It's a great John quote.
Yeah.
Life begins at the end of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
To grow, we must embrace change and learn to become comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not agree more, I think, with that one.
Well, I already said in a previous podcast, and you were flabbergasted. When I was in junior high and high school, I was the kid who passed out. I could not get up in front and talk in front of people.
Imagine.
I could not talk. I literally, it scared me to death. And I'd pass out. And it wasn't until I got to college and really pushed myself out of my comfort zone and actually took some classes that I had to get out of my comfort zone, which my comfort zone was sitting in the back corner and just not saying a word and just taking notes, right? That's when I really found myself, and that's when my life actually turned.
Well, and this is good because it kind of hits in this last one where it says, in order for growth to be maximized, it has to be strategic.
Yes.
So he's talking about in here, and I hope I just do this a little bit of justice. But what he talks about in here is take yourself out of this one thing that you want to do. He says that people do a much better job of planning their vacation than planning their life. They tend to just live their life according to whatever happens to them in the moment, and they don't have any strategy or any plan. And this is something I got picked on a lot for.
Yes.
Because I would tell you what my 3-year plan or my 5-year plan is right now.
Yep.
And it has never happened.
Yeah.
It has never happened, but at least I had a sense of direction.
Correct.
As to where it was going to go.
Correct.
And so one of the things that he put in here is it has to be strategic. You need to design your own life. That your decisions need to be intentional.
Yes.
They need, don't. And some people go to the extreme in this, but what I find funny is those that go to the most extreme tend to also be like the most successful.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at Tony Robbins.
Yes.
Who, yeah, Tony Robbins.
Yep.
And I was watching like how he, you know, this man has every minute of every day planned.
Yes.
And, but when you look at him executing it, it doesn't look like he's going according to a plan. It looks like he's bobbing and weaving all throughout it. But it's like, how do you plan to bob and weave, you know? I guess because as he's bobbing and weaving, he's making decisions that support his long-term vision for his life.
Yep.
And then others are following along, and they're being helped and served by him all along the way.
Correct.
So if you're talking to project managers, can you see yourself, and is it valid to talk to somebody within, you know, you're coaching one of your project managers to sit there, if they're struggling, they're saying, I really want to do better, to look at them and go, tell me about a vision for your own life.
Yes.
And it's not going past any HR borders or anything like that, to say, if you don't know where your life is going, then you can't really grow in your role as a project manager or a leader.
Correct. And I've done that in a couple of instances where I've brought somebody on board. They were like, hey, I want to do this. And then they got into it and they started doing it. And then they were like, this really isn't where I was thinking what it was all about and where I was going to go. And then we had that conversation. Well, what interests you? What is it that really has that spark? And I have successfully transitioned several former project managers into other areas that they are excelling where they were struggling over in my area, because it wasn't, they thought the spark was there with the PM stuff, but they got into it and realized it really wasn't. It was the aspects of doing the job, not the project. Right.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
I was able to put them in certain situations that may allowed other directors to see their skills, and then when the director was talking to me because of relationships and stuff like that, they were like, "Yeah, we're going to open up a new position." And I was like, "Well, what about
this person?"
And they were like, "I don't want to steal them from you, but would they be interested?" And you know, they're like, "We've seen their stuff; they actually understand." And I was like, "Yeah." And so it you do have to get to that level of understanding and having those conversations with your staff to help them grow, to help them become the best them that they can be.
It's not just about being the best project manager.
Nope.
It's fair to say it's about being the best person.
Correct.
That you can be. The project
Correct.
Manager isn't who you are, it's what you do.
Correct.
All right. All right, so he closes out this whole book. He summarizes it in two bullet points.
The two bullet point
John Maxwell summary of a book that's just chock full of great advice. I hope he watches this podcast one day and he gets to this exact podcast and I go, he summarized it in two bullet points, I'm going to summarize it in one. He says, adopt a learner's mindset and develop a specific strategy for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And with the comment, you know, put more effort into that life strategy than you do your strategy for vacation.
Yep.
So always learn. Always have a vision for your life.
Yes.
Now you don't even need to buy the book.
Probably should. There's a lot more in there, but that does get to the gist of it. I would say, just as I say, and I think you do too, in all the classes that we do teach for PM stuff. If you're going to go into project management, then you are dedicating yourself to be a lifetime learner.
Absolutely.
Yep. Because in this profession, we're always figuring out, based on industry, newer, better, more innovative ways to execute the project as smoothly as possible, but yet, and as quickly as possible, but yet still accomplishing the overarching goal of the project. of the end result that the customer was hoping for. So I think that's right there on that first one. That's the nail on the head.
All right. Well, can you believe we made it?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my notes here. 17 episodes.
Yes.
About 5.5 hours of listening to us talk.
Yes.
Which if anybody who survives that should get credit for something.
Yes.
Right? Maybe some DVDs. We did this over 4 months. 4 months, 17 episodes to go through this book. Mm-hmm. But I would like to stress something. Get the book. Mm-hmm. I don't get any commission for you getting this book, but I'm saying get this book because although we've been talking about it for almost 6 hours and 4 months, there is a lot more to learn in here. We have just walked through and hit the highlights. Yeah. Would you agree?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It was fair enough. So, book by John C. Maxwell, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. For this series, we're going to close it out. I want to say thank you for everybody who has enjoyed this series in part or whole. It's been great talking to you and getting some insights from one of the industry leaders. He's not going to say it, but he's an industry leader here. I really do appreciate all your insights to this. It's been good. We do not know what the next series will be, so we're going to have to think about something like that.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about next? But we have been getting a lot of good feedback, a lot of good comments.
Yes.
I think when we did our first episode, nobody saw it. And
they had to go back.
We're getting up to 17. The outreach, it's going out to several social media platforms.
Yes.
We've hit a couple thousand people.
I've reposted several.
Yeah. So let's keep it going. We'll find some other guests, some other topics, and maybe you and I can start interviewing, putting them under the
that'd be good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Like, I'll sit over there with you, and then we'll get somebody in the hot seat here, and we'll just...
What do you think about John C. Maxwell right now? But thanks again, everybody, for joining. I hope you learned a lot from it, and please keep coming back as we explore leadership and project management topics. Have a great day.